You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Welcome, and again, I thank you for joining us here today, friends. This is WGOD Radio. Finally, I want to take the time for our new audiences in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as well as those in the Richmond, Virginia area. This is our third month in Richmond, but this is just a couple weeks now in Albuquerque, and I just want to say greetings to you. God bless you, our friends, our family, brothers and sisters in Christ in Albuquerque. Thank you for tuning us in here today. This is WGOD Radio, where we have 15-minute short bursts through the Word of God. We're starting off here with our inaugural programs in Albuquerque, looking at this series I've entitled The Doctrine of Revelation. And that is, there's such great doctrine, and it's the only place doctrine is taught by someone other than the Apostle Paul. And it's taught by the Son of God. All the great things we've looked at here, the great things on Jesus Christ, who we find out he's the firstborn from the dead and who he is. We just looked at these last couple days that he's got the keys to hell and Hades. Well, Hades, hell really is the unfortunate word. It's Hades, really. And keys, as you know, they lock things and they unlock as well. That's what we just looked at. Now, here on these odd days that this short series, The Doctrine of Revelation, is not playing, I want to play things. I've been praying, asking God what he wants me to do on these odd days. Because those programs you heard are sermons preached at the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island, Florida, Island Community Church. And they're cut up. They're maybe 30 minutes cut up into three programs. On the odd days, the Lord impressed on my heart yesterday to do this series that I recorded about a year ago entitled, What Will Be the Signs of Your Coming? Or else we could call it, as I did back then, Take Heed That No Man Deceive You. So on these odd days that a sermon is not playing, we're going to look at this verse by verse, look at Matthew chapter 24. Take heed, be careful. Like on a medicine bottle. Warning. If you take this, this will bring or cause, you know, there's warning. Well, the Lord gives us a warning too. And his warning is to be careful. Take heed. Look out. Make sure that no one deceives you. That was his greatest answer to the question, what will be the sign of your coming? What will be the sign of the end of the age? His answer, take heed that no man deceive you. That's where we're going to stand or start here. I think in this program, we're going to look at the ways people in the past have been deceived, all the way back to Eve, who said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. We're going to look at people that have been deceived. We're going to follow deception and the Lord's warnings all the way back from Genesis, all the way up to the end of the age or end of the world, Revelation chapter 13. We're going to look at the false prophet who deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. So that's where we're at here on this program. You might hear in the coming days older references. That's because this played a couple of years ago. And I hope you enjoy this program now. This is program one in this series, What'll Be the Sign of Your Coming and of the End of the Age. Starting on this program, you'll hear the Loveless Church, and that is, we're going to hear the first, all seven of the churches in the book of Revelation. We're going to read the Lord's letter to all seven of them, starting with the Loveless Church at Ephesus. But here in the meantime, what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the world? Verse 3, now as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? Okay, we're going to have to go further than that, huh? Now Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him. to point out to him the buildings of the temple. But Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you that by no means will a stone be left here upon a stone which shall not be thrown down." All right, now that's how this chapter starts. Got to understand the significance. That's like someone, a prophet, saying to you, prior to September 11, 2001, do you see these two buildings here? Well, the time is coming when neither one of these buildings is going to be standing. That's the shock factor of what he said, pointing out this magnificent temple is the house of God, too. Who could ever harm that? Who could ever come up and hurt the house of God or destroy that? God dwells there, right? So that's the significance. That's the shock factor of what he said. Do you see all these things? I say to you that by no means. That's a double negative in the Greek. Ume, that means he's getting excited. His veins coming out of his neck on that one. By no means. If I had a gavel, I'd slam it. You can bet your sweet bippy. I guarantee the time is going to come. There's not going to be one stone left upon another here. Now, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what?" When and what? You see that? When will these things be? And more than one question here. When will one stone not be left upon another? When is this temple going to be destroyed? And then second and third question, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Three questions. When will the temple be destroyed? What will be the sign of your coming? What will be the sign of the end of the age? Now, you have to go to more than one place to answer this question. For instance, if you read in Luke chapter 17, you might get confused. In Luke, he is going to talk more about when the temple was going to be destroyed, which is why he says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then understand its desolation is near. That's not in the Gospel of Matthew, because we know that the Bible enhances. We know it's in layers. There's some in Luke, there's some in Mark, and there's more in Matthew here. All put together, it makes one story. Factual story. Historical story, let's say, account. So don't get confused when you read in Luke 17 when he says that. Actually, it's Luke chapter 21, verse 20. It says, "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has drawn near. For these are the days of vengeance to fulfill all that was written." That was verses 20 and 22. So Luke reads a little different because Jesus is addressing the first part of that question there. Jerusalem surrounded by armies, that was going to happen and that would be fulfilled on, I think it's the ninth day of Av, which is each time the temple's been destroyed, it was on the same day. Even in 586 AD when Nebuchadnezzar sacked and burnt the temple down, it was on the ninth of Av. The same day Emperor Titus and Vespasian destroyed the temple in 70 AD was exactly the same day on the Hebrew calendar, the 9th of Av, that Nebuchadnezzar did that. So, what'll be the sign of your coming? Or when will these things be? When will one stone not be left upon another? Now, that's already been fulfilled, obviously. The temple has been destroyed. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Ah, you see, that hasn't happened yet. Hello, we're still around. We're still waiting for this to be fulfilled. So now he's going to go in order and give a blow-by-blow description of the things that are going to happen here right out of the mouth of the greatest prophet who's ever lived, the Son of God, who is the Word of God, is going to tell us the things that have to happen prior to his return. And I think this is high time again to look at this with everything going on in the world. Sometimes, I don't know about you, I'll speak for me. is I get numb to all the evil that I see, and I refuse to even read the news story sometimes. This latest was what happened in Texas here with some atheist, some demon-filled person went in and killed a whole lot of people in the church. And we get numb to these things, and I just want to remind everyone out there that these are some of the signs that Jesus talked about, and these are some of the things that help us to know and to see that his return is near. So now for Jesus' answer, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. First thing that he says, what we're going to close on here today on this Thursday, take heed that no one deceive you. The Esposito definition of deceive, here it goes. Are you ready? It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. Let me say that again. To be deceived is to think that something is something while something is actually something else. You read in history, people who have been deceived. You go all the way back to the garden. Eve said, the serpent deceived me. She thought something was something. She thought that the tree of knowledge was beneficial and was going to help her. She thought that something was something, while something that is breaking the commandments of God was something else. The something else led to her death, led to the infection of the entire human race. Also, Judas Iscariot did the same thing. We read about him. He was deceived. It says in Matthew chapter 27, the first three words is when he saw what had happened to Jesus. He hurled the money in the temple and shouted out and said, I've sinned. I've sinned. I've betrayed innocent blood. You see, Judas was deceived into doing what he did. The Lord Jesus Christ's number one warning for you today, everyone out there within the sound of my voice, take heed, beware. Look out, be careful, ensure that no one deceives you. Do not be deceived. We're going to look here. We get to Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13. It says he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. He calls fire down out of heaven. He deceives billions that live. That'll be a study for another day. But the first thing that he says in my advice and admonishment and warning to you today, friends, take heed that no one deceives you. To think that something is something. My encouragement to you is know the word of God. Spend time in the word. This is how you can identify the counterfeit, is by knowing the original. We're out of time. We'll be back right here tomorrow in Matthew chapter 24. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in.